Good evening and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We are very glad that you can be with us for our third and last of our Christmas Eve services this day, and we give thanks for your presence. If my voice is starting to go, that's the reason why, but in any case, we're very thankful that all of you are able to join us today. We want to thank those who are visitors, just very glad you're here with us, and extend a welcome. Thank everyone who has graced our altar with poinsettias, and they can be picked up following the service this day. And again, thank you to all. Just a reminder that next Sunday is New Year's Eve. We'll have a single service at 9:30 a.m., no Sunday school, single service continuing our Christmas celebration. And again, that will be next Sunday. So again, we extend you the invitation to come and be with us again. So again, thank you for your presence. I invite you to rise as able for our confession and forgiveness. It's found on the insert page in your bulletin. Blessed be the Holy One of Israel, the Word made flesh, the power of the Most High, one God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered in the name of Jesus, let us confess our sin against God and our neighbor. Gracious God, in Christ Jesus, you came among us as light shining in darkness. We confess our failure to welcome this light. Forgive us and renew our hope so that we may live in the light of your grace and welcome the truth of Christ the Lord. Amen. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born a Savior, Christ the Lord. Your sins are forgiven, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our first hymn is number 45, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
service for this evening is found on page 57 in the front of our green hymnals. Today Christ is born. Alleluia, alleluia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. For our hymn of praise this day, hymn number 50, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Let us pray. O God, you make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated, and we're pleased at this time to have a solo from Lynn Rocco Grande.
Thank you.
Our first lesson for this evening, the celebration of the Nativity of our Lord, is taken from the 9th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Here ends our first reading. I invite you to join with me in the responsive reading of the psalmody. It's found in your bulletin, and again, the second psalm, the introit text. When all was still and it was midnight, your almighty word, O Lord, descended from the world. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his God. He who sits in the heavens laughs. Then he will speak to them in his wrath. As for me, I have set my king. Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
And to the Holy
Spirit. As it was in the beginning.
Is now and will be forever.
When all was still and it was midnight. Our second reading for this evening is taken from St. Paul's letter to Titus, the 2nd chapter. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness, and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, who are zealous for good works. Here ends our second reading. At this time, light will be distributed to the congregation in preparation for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 2nd chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I now invite the congregation to turn to hymn or carol 65, Silent Night, Holy Night. I invite you to carefully extinguish your candles. Please remain standing until the candles are collected by the ushers.
Come up for a children's sermon. We have some children who want to come up and join us. Line up, please. Good evening. How are you guys today? Can anyone tell me what day it is? Christmas Eve, and Christmas Eve is actually the celebration of what? Whose birthday? Jesus' birthday. And when we have a birthday, we have to have a cake, right? Even if it's a cupcake. And you also have to have a candle, right? Okay. And in addition to a cake and a candle, what do we normally do? Sing? Happy birthday to you. Now, I know my voice is not too good, and there's only three of you, so we'll invite the congregation to join in. We're going to sing. Michael, play for us. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you, okay?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
Very good. And then before we blow out the candle, we have to make a wish, and we need to wish for something really good, like peace on earth or something like that, right? And then since the baby Jesus isn't here to blow out his candle, who's going to have to do it? You guys, make your wish and blow out the candle together. Oh, you can do it. Very good. Thank you for joining me for the children's sermon. Have a good day.
Let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Lord God, no matter what occurs in life, remind us that we are never alone because we have your Son, Jesus, born for us. May the child of Bethlehem ever fill us with joy, hope, and love. In your precious name we pray. Amen. A few years back, the comic strip Mutts had as its Christmas message a single cartoon. Showed a bluish sort of snowy, wintry wasteland with a noticeable star up in the sky. A man and his dog stood buried there up to their knees in snow, but nevertheless, they were gazing at the star. And the caption read, "This is the message of Christmas. We are never alone. We are never alone." How much many of us need to be reminded of or to hear that message. Yesterday I spoke with the florist and his grandson as they delivered the beautiful poinsettias that grace our altar. And I greeted him at the door with the usual, "How have you been?" And he responded, "Not good. It's been a bad year. A lot of hospitalizations, my wife, loss of a brother. It's been tough." And as we talked, the florist noted that they were still hopeful. His wife is home from the hospital, slowly recuperating. The grandson noted that it was hard to deal with the death of this loved one, but he knew that they were with the Lord in a better place, and they had the hope that all would work for well, that the future would be better. And sometimes we need to be reminded that we can make it through the hard times because we are never alone. Speaking of making it through the hard times, I remember reading in the devotional guide, Our Daily Bread, some years back, a story about Pastor Martin Niemöller. Martin Niemöller was a prominent German Lutheran pastor who spent nearly 8 years in Nazi concentration camps because he openly opposed Hitler. It was on Christmas Eve, 1944, that Niemöller spoke these words of hope to his fellow prisoners in Dachau concentration camp. He invited them, "My dear friends, on this Christmas, let us seek in the babe of Bethlehem, the one who came to us in order to bear with us everything that weighs heavily upon us. God himself has built a bridge from himself to us. A dawn from on high has visited us." Niemöller was, of course, referring to our gospel story as narrated today in the second chapter of Luke. And we forget sometimes that our Lord was born into a troubled world, into difficult times. The Jewish people had been oppressed by the Roman occupation. Our text begins with the Roman Emperor, Caesar Augustus, inconveniencing all the people, requiring them to go to their ancestral cities in order to tax them all the more. For some, like Joseph with his pregnant wife Mary, it meant an arduous trek of several days from the north of Israel in Galilee to Bethlehem, south of Jerusalem. And once arriving there, to learn that there were no accommodations to be had, too many other travelers having to register also. There was no place for them in the inn. And so the one who had come to assure us that we are never alone, the one who has come to build a bridge of hope from God to us, was born in a humble stable, placed in a rude manger, a feeding trough for animals. Having been born in the most humble of circumstances, our Lord experienced the coldness, the harsh realities of this world into which he was born, a world to which he had come to redeem. And despite the plainness and the matter-of-factness of his birth, it was an occasion of great joy. Lowly shepherds watching their flock have an angelic visitation and are told not to fear. Behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Though the times and the circumstances were difficult, there was yet cause for joy. One had entered our world to give us again that assurance we are never alone. God is with us. In fact, one of Jesus' names, his titles, is Emmanuel, God with us. And that indeed is the good news of great joy. One has come into this world, has been born for them and for us, a Savior. And the angel points them to the child wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger. And of course, the heavens resound with angelic voices, praising God. Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace among those with whom he is well pleased. And so we have also the promise of peace to a world beset by want and conflict. In Jesus, God is with us. We are never alone. As Christians, we embrace the good news that God in Christ has come to us wherever we are. He has bridged the gap between him and us. God invades our prison of darkness with his light. He lifts the load of sorrow, guilt, or loneliness that weighs us down. On that bleak Christmas Eve in prison, Niemöller shared this good news. Out of the brilliance that surrounded the shepherds, a shining ray will fall into our darkness. His words remind us of the prophet Isaiah, who prophetically said, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." And so no matter where today finds us, whether it's in a good place or we've been struggling, we need to know that Jesus has penetrated our dark world with his joy and his light. And so amidst the carols and the candles this evening, amidst doubts and hurts, longings and cares, we need to be reminded that Jesus has come to touch our lives and fill us with hope and love. As the cartoonist put it so well, that man and dog standing gazing at the star, take with you tonight the message of Christmas, that in the child Jesus, we are never alone. Amen. Amen. Please rise. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We give thanks for the child born for us. We are not alone. Hymn 67, Away in the Manger.
Let's go.
We confess our faith this evening in the child born for us, by whom we are never alone, with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. This night, the eternal Word of God is born in us. We pray for Christ, light of life, to take flesh in the church, the creation, and all the people of God. I'll conclude each petition, Lord, in your mercy, and if you in turn could pray, hear our prayer. We bring to the manger our longing for the visible unity of the Church of Jesus Christ, that undivided it might proclaim the one whose birth brings good news of glad tidings to all people. Lord, in your mercy. We bring to the manger hope for the well-being of creation, that every valley be exalted and every rough place be made plain, so that every living thing may flourish. Lord, in your mercy. We bring to the manger a vision of the reign of the Prince of Peace, that the nations, tribes, and peoples of this world will see and cherish in each other the very image of Christ, whose scepter is mercy, whose judgment is love. Lord, in your mercy. We bring to the manger concern for those who have no place to lay their heads this night, for those who dwell in the shadow of loneliness, despair, illness, addiction, or death. Heavenly Father, we raise before you this day our prayers for those who are ill and hurting. We give thanks that Norm Smith is out of St. Mary Hospital and is with us this day, and pray for his continued healing. We've also been asked to pray for Andrew Pellet, the father of Catherine Urbaniak, who has suffered a stroke and is now facing surgery. If there are others that we want to lift before the Lord who need his healing touch, feel free to name those persons or those needs. Lord, Heavenly Father, be with all who are hurting, all in need. Come to those places, bind up wounds, restore to wholeness. We come begging that the child for whom there was no room will open the doors of our hearts to the needs of our neighbors and ourselves. Lord, in your mercy. And we bring to the manger all people who, like the Holy Family, gather with children in the splendor of this most holy night, that the gift of faith may be lavished on another generation. Lord, in your mercy. And we bring to the manger the hopes and dreams of all the years, that with Mary and Joseph, angels and archangels, saints and martyrs, loved ones of every time and every place, our prayers and praises might join in a common song, uniting heaven and earth in a single peace. Lord, in your mercy. Into your outstretched arms, O God, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, the light and life of the world. Amen. Now may the peace of the Lord be with you always. On this most holy night, let us turn to our neighbor and share a sign, a greeting of God's peace, one with the other.
Let us now be seated as we give an offering unto the Lord and his work. There are fellowship books in the pews that can be signed and passed down one to the other. Thank our vocal choir now for bringing a special anthem to us.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of him who offered himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.